Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Franklin Music Hall for the rights to Ricky Sanchez lottery party. Sold out, fellas. It is sold out. And joining us is one Mike Levin.
Hello.
All of my co-hosts.
Yep.
All in one place.
Everyone's stressing you out.
Yeah, everyone's stressing me out at once. Mike laughs at how stressed out I get.
I do.
Jack laughs at how stressed out I get.
As if we haven't done it before.
Well, yeah, but, you know, somebody's got to be stressed out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, Mike, we've been doing the podcast together for 12 years in July. He was once a guest on Angelo's morning show.
One.
Didn't work.
One time.
Yeah.
That's not the right mix.
One time.
That's not the right mix.
No. No, Angelo's energy and Mike's energy, they're definitely, like, not the same energy.
No accountability.
Yeah, I think I spoke going into the commercial. I think I just kept going.
Yeah. You ever think we'd be back here doing this?
Come on.
Yeah.
I think I might maybe hoped for it, but like, oh, they're going to get another pick and we're going to be contending for championships while also in the lottery on someone else's back.
Right. Not on our own.
Not on our own.
Yeah. Here we are. It's kind of exciting. Are you nervous?
It's more dread than nervous.
If they don't get the pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And then having to do the show and you being like, come on, guys.
Yes.
We can still have fun.
Well, you know that's coming.
And I'm face down on the ground.
You know that's coming. I'm going to be like, Mike, there's 1,200 people here who paid to be here. We got to do a show.
First of all, so many people are leaving if they don't get the pick.
They're not
leaving. They're walking out. They're storming out.
They're not leaving. They're staying.
This is an interesting dynamic.
Yes. Yeah.
This is an interesting dynamic.
Well, every time something bad has happened with the Sixers, I've had to convince Mike we have to do a podcast about it.
Yeah. Right.
Like when Hinkie got fired, I was like, dude, we have to do this.
It's a pretty big one.
But I was protesting with my silence.
Yeah. Well, when the Sixers lost to the Raptors, he did the entire podcast in the dark.
Yeah, in my parents' house.
Yeah, in the dark.
There you go.
So we were going to go over the lotteries since we started doing it.
Okay.
All right. So 2014, that was our first lottery party, which Mike was not at. That was at Miller's Ale House in the Northeast.
Yeah. My parents were there. My parents have been at every one.
Oh, there you go.
We had no idea anybody was going to show up.
Yeah.
And we had like 300 people there or something. And I remember calling Mike when I got home saying, I think we might be popular. Yeah. But that pick ended up as number 3. And we ended up getting Joel Embiid. Mm. So it worked out pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're off to a good start.
So 2015.
All downhill since.
All downhill. So 2015 was at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Northeast.
Right.
I don't remember that
Now, was there a reason why you kept picking the Northeast?
Because they would do it. We just needed somebody who would say, hey, we want to do this. Like, so we go there, and we filled up that place, and Buffalo Wild Wings wasn't letting people in. They said they would only let people in if people finished their meal and left. So there were people in the parking lot, and I think there was a fast food place down the street. So we ended up as number 3 there, and that became Jahlil Okafor.
Is that Okafor? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that podcast the day after. It was like the most morose like podcaster after getting the third pick in the draft.
Well, because we were scared it was going to be Okafor.
Yeah.
And it was. So then 2016, that was our first year at Xfinity Live. That was the best lottery party we ever had.
Yeah.
That was when you two became very close, yes. Ike and Mike.
Well, because there's that second ledge. There's a ledge at Xfinity Live. And everyone was celebrating. I was jumping up and down. All of a sudden, a linebacker is on my back. Not a thing I'm used to.
Well, I said we almost went over, man. Yeah. We held on. We held in there.
And yes. Then it ended up being Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Well,
all
but
that for Ben.
But that to me was the ultimate. Because we finally got the number one pick. Yeah. And, I mean, the place just erupted.
It's sad, but it was the best moment of our time.
Well, absolutely. But also, I think it's important to say, with hindsight, now, the last, whatever, 4 or 5 years of Ben Simmons has been bad. But the first 3 or 4 years of Ben Simmons was good. It wasn't perfect, but it was good.
There were the rumors that Elton Brand wanted to trade Ben in that Jimmy year.
Yeah.
And I think looking back on it, I agree with you. He was good then.
Yeah.
That was the time to trade him.
Yeah. Like,
and it would have been crazy to trade him, but that was the time to trade him, was at that point. And Elton apparently wanted to do it, and he was GM at the time, but it was like 8 guys were GM.
This city was not ready to let go of Ben Simmons then.
No, not at that point.
Do you think Hickey would have taken him?
I think he would have taken him. What do you think?
Yes.
Interesting. Because there was
There's
an idea that he's going to take Ingram, right? Like, there's a thought that he liked Ingram.
Well, I'd have been surprised that he took Ben, because isn't part of the reason why he wanted to move off of MCW is because he couldn't shoot?
Well, I thought the MCW thing was more about he thought he could get value and he didn't think he was actually good.
Yeah.
I think he would have looked at the ceiling of Ben Simmons and he would have taken Ben Simmons. Yeah. I think he would have taken Ben Simmons.
I think like special outlier players, I think, tend to be liked by those guys.
2017, Sixers get number 3 again. That was when we raised the Hinkie banner.
Well, hang on. 2017, they got 5.
Oh, right.
But it was swapped with the Kings because of the pick swap.
Right. That was
Remember that?
No, that was. Oh, yeah. That was 2017. You're right. That was 2017. So that was the pick swap, which was another amazing moment.
I remember
moment.
That. That was a big moment. Yep. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
So we raised the Hinkie banner there. A couple got engaged at the lottery party.
That was
party.
A big night raising the Hinkie banner. I remember that.
And then we ended up trading.
They should have left it up.
They should have.
They should have.
They should have. Well, they kept it in the back. Joel eventually signed it when he was in VIP once.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Or at least made Sixers ownership walk across the parking lot and said, hey,
take
that thing down, please.
Yeah. So then we get we trade for Markelle Fultz. Doesn't work. Next year, also at Xfinity Live, that's when Pablo Torre married a couple.
Mm-hmm.
We had an actual wedding at the lottery party. And the funny part of that one was we had never thought about having a lottery party while the playoffs were going on.
Yeah.
And the Sixers had just lost to the Celtics, and Robert Covington was the guest at the lottery party. And had a bad series, and we were terrified that he was going to get booed. And he didn't. It was a great moment. He got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I think that was the night I was Phillip.
Oh, were you Phillip
that year?
Yeah. Didn't work. Nope. Didn't work out for you.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
Yeah. And then the final one at 2019 was when Choo Choo Madua bombed. The only reason we had it, we had a 1% chance at the top pick. We had the pick we traded to Boston was the Kings pick, and if it was number 1, we would get the pick, which there was a 1% chance of happening. Didn't happen.
No.
Yeah. So here we are.
We need it.
So what's going to happen tonight?
I'm doing so much bargaining with God. You know, every moment, I'm just making deals with something up there, and I'm like, it's okay if it's 3. If it's okay if it's 6. I'm just trying to
get it. Yeah, as long as we get it.
But we get to the commercial, which the commercial happens after the top 4. Once the 4 seeds that jump, then we'll know we're in the commercial. By that point, I'm going to be like, well, we got to get one. Once we're here, we got
to
get one.
If we get to the commercial, this place, in the time of the commercial.
We got to get to the commercial.
Oh, please. My God. We got to get to the commercial.
Got
to
jump.
At least get us to the commercial. Yes.
I can't believe we're back.
Just talking. Yep. So I can almost have a heart attack for those 3 minutes during the commercial break.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Could be the best 3 minutes
of our
life.
Then it becomes number 1. And then we get the 4th pick.
Funny little.
Which would be fine.
Would be fine. Funny little dynamic here in that if the Sixers do keep the pick, it will be much harder to keep Gershon Yabusele, who is our guest tonight. So if we keep the pick, I don't think we can bring that up to him.
I don't think so.
No.
I would not bring that up to him.
It's a good way to ruin him.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a good way to ruin him.
We'll get Andre Drummond to opt out so he can play. Come on.
Yeah.
We love
threaten him. Offer him something. Pay him. Josh Harris should pay him off the side.
Something.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Mike. We're going to have Ike and Jack on the stage tonight.
Yes.
There will be a
real basketball guys.
Yeah, real hoops guys.
That's it. Man.
Are we going to have the Phils on the big screen or not?
No, we will not have the Phils on the big screen.
If the Sixers don't keep the pick, I'm watching the Phils during the podcast.
During the show.
Nice.
And just to – when you guys come up, there's going to be a contest to see – who knows me better.
Right.
So Andrew Underberger is going to come up and ask you. It will be Mike versus Ike and Jack.
Oh, I'm, that's unfair.
Well, they don't know.
I was going to say, you may know more than me.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to him. I never sit next to him.
Yeah.
Well, you probably, but you've been working with him.
12 years.
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah, if you lose, it's on you.
All right.
I've known you the longest.
As a Sixers podcaster, I plan on losing.
All right.
Let's be clear.
I'm putting Mike as a -130 favorite.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you say, Fritz?
Oh, I'm going to win.
We know him.
I think I know him better than
I think Jack knows me pretty well.
Yeah. I think Jack wins. I'm throwing the game, putting it on Jack.
Good. Good. If they don't get Cooper Flagg, who's the second guy that you want?
Oh, I mean, I think Dylan Harper is awesome. Right. I think he's excellent. I think he's a really special player. A big physical guard, can wingspan, can guard probably three, maybe eventually four positions. I think he's the kind of player you would want to pair with either Maxey or McCain. The question of do you move on from one of them, I don't think we have to answer that now. I'd bring him in and see how it goes. But I think he's a special franchise-changing player.
Wow.
There we go. And three, everything's on the table.
Yeah, right?
That's what I've been saying. Trades are on the table. Trade backs are on the table.
Well, I was listening to the radio show.
Oh, you were?
On the way here.
Oh.
And, so, and I heard you say, I might trade back. And I was like, that's right, Spike.
First time you ever heard the show?
This show? No, I've heard at least clips.
Okay. All right. Clips. Definitely clips.
At least clips.
All right. I'm just making sure. All right.
And Justin's like, yep.
Yep.
Because he sets out the clips.
He does the clips.
Oh, yeah. Very
there
clip.
There we go, clips.
Yeah. Put Mike in a clip. Look back at a clip and give him some hot take or something so he gets roasted.
But I do want to trade back. I do. I'm excited for a trade back. Once if it's 3-6, I want to trade back.
Sure, yeah, that'd be fine.
No one's excited about a trade back.
Hey, then you get more picks.
Howie season.
Yeah, right. Howie season. All right, Mike.
Let's go.
Appreciate you, buddy. Hey, there he is. Robert. Mike Levin of the Rights Ricky Sanchez podcast. So, Mike, do you want to stay for the Blue Chew? No? No? All right.
Smart move. Yeah. Smart move.
Hey, we don't judge here.
Yeah, no judging. No judging. Look. To get your basketball team better, you might need some luck.
Yeah.
You might need a 1-10.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
10 chance.
I need a tank.
10 and 10 chance that if you use Blue Chew, your love life's getting better.
Yeah. Hey, number one pick every single night.
Number one pick. We know that maybe you don't perform like you used to. Mm. It's okay. It happens to the best of us. She wants you to perform like you used to.
She misses it.
She misses it. Mm. You do it for her, and you do it for you. For her, she's having a better time.
Yep.
You're Blue Chew. For you, maybe it's happening more often. Mm. You never know.
Sounds like a win-win.
A win-win. Yeah. It's the same active ingredients as Levitra, Staxin, Viagra, Cialis, but it's a chewable. So you don't have to worry about taking a pill. You don't have to worry about drinking anything. Mm. Keep one in the car. Keep one in the wallet. You know, when it's time. I'm not saying in the car. I'm just saying on your ride home.
Yeah.
It's all online, so you don't have to worry about the doctor's visits. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about going to the pharmacy, waiting in line behind some old lady who has 27 questions when she gets up there.
Has that happened to you?
I mean, it's happened before. But not for Blue Chew.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. And because it's made in the USA, it's shipped direct.
No tariffs.
Nope. It's cheaper. We're going to make it even cheaper for you. We're going to give you the first month for free.
Free.
It's on us. We're paying for it. They told us if we want to do it free, They're like the WIP afternoon show's got to pay for it.
Yep.
So go to BlueChew.com. You meet with one of their licensed medical professionals there. It takes 5 minutes. They figure out what the right mix is for you. And you want to use code 94. You get your first month for free. Mm. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. It's like $5.
Yeah.
So again, BlueChew.com. Use the code 94 for your first month for free. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Nah, that's on me.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah.
You gotta tell Luke.
Forgot about the. It's been like what a couple. We had
a couple weeks. Yes.
Yeah, it's been a couple. Weeks.
Haven't had the same frequency.
Nah.
Luke still has no idea. What
That one's on me.
Am I missing a jingle or something? Oh, yeah. There's a Bluetooth jingle.
It's not on you, though.
Can you do the jingle?
I don't know the words to the jingle.
All right.
All right.
Chew it. Do it.
Nah, it doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, it does not. You know, there's something very like. Sitting at dinner with my wife and my girlfriend about that segment, having Mike and you guys on the same thing.
Sure.
Having, like, the podcast host and the radio host.
Well, not
the same
level of awkwardness.
No.
Did you
that,
say
that
your
would
wife
been.
And your girlfriend?
Have not you been
mine,
in that situation?
Not mine.
Well, you said my wife.
No, your wife. Your,
I didn't know you were in
it's only
that.
One girl for me, yeah, and it was Valerie. But
Jesus.
But you know what I mean. Holy moly. 215-592-9494. Jake and Belko, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
By the way, which one of us is...
Hold on.
We got this show business here.
Where are we at? Boy. Yeah, are we the girlfriend or the wife?
I've been with Mike... Longer than I've been married to Val.
Hold on. You like the girlfriend more, some say.
No. You guys are my wife.
What you said.
You guys are the wife. But if you're the wife, then I'm cheating on you.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't like it. You're both the wives. You guys are the wives.
Wow.
I'm dumping Mike. Yes. Podcast is over.
Wow.
Jake, you're on WIP.
You're a Mormon.
Yes. Yeah, I think I saw your significant other at Tavola, man. You outkicked your coverage, boy.
Wait, you saw her where?
At Tavola, I think, in Springfield. When you're doing the Delco thing?
I don't think she was there. No, she was not there.
Oh, you mean last year, the tour of Delco?
No, I don't think my wife was there. I did out. She's way hotter than me. That's for sure. Well, but I don't think she was there.
Yeah. Why the long face?
Yeah. All right. All right, Tubbo.
Anyway, so I typically agree with
guys,
you.
Guys, 250. Sorry, Jake. Go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah. I typically agree.
It's the wrong day for that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, sorry.
I typically agree with you, but what you're saying about Embiid, you're like, well, you're saying.
All right, you guys, phone sucks. Right. Yeah, check out. I put him on hold.
You Joe, sure he wasn't talking about the lady that came up and yelled at our table at Tavola?
That
could happen to your wife.
That was not my wife. Joe in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
All right. I know you don't like people asking me that, but
right. You did
I got
anyway.
Three games. Yeah. The 76ers, they ain't even worth the breath or the flowers. You know, I'm a Jalen hater. You said you like me about that. You know, we're only going to win about 10 games this year if we keep Jalen Hurts, because they're not going to run Barkley that much, and they're not going to...
Joe, can we talk? You wanted to talk about the Phils. I don't want to talk about hating Jalen today.
All right. Let's talk about the Phils.
Yeah.
You guys might be mad, but... I'm tired of. I like Bryce. He's a good player, but
you're making sense with Jalen. You're
just
starting to
hate everybody.
Yeah.
Why don't you like Bryce?
Well, because he was the highest paid when we got it. I know there's about five other people making more money than him now.
About 25 more.
Is there that money, Jack? Anyway, so if you're the face of the franchise, you're not the one that chokes at the end of the playoffs and everything. The Phillies just need to get younger. I mean, Bryce always puts his input in, and then Phillies listen to him when they feel like they have to listen to him because he is the face of the franchise. We need to get younger. We got younger guys down there that are pretty good, that are hitting the ball pretty good.
Oh, yeah? Like who?
And we're sticking with older people, with like Castellanos and Schwarber. Now, Schwarber, a two-year deal for $50 million, okay, but he's getting older, and he don't bat over 250. You know, if you make money $300 million like Turner and Harper even now, you got about $300. You know, they're not putting up. They want all that money, but they're not giving the expectations that we expected them.
Losing brains.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you
for the call.
Losing brains.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Try Jake one more time.
I'm gonna
leave. Yeah. Jake, you're on WIP.
How do I sound now?
So much better.
Awesome. Yeah, I normally agree with your takes, Spike, but this thing about Embiid, and you said, well, a year ago he's scoring 70 points or something like that. I mean, it doesn't matter if it was a day ago. The point is that at the present time, he's got this whole degenerative knee thing that you actually, listening to you talk about it, it was very enlightening that, like, it's his knee is just, it's screwed. It's over. It just feels like it's over with him. He more and more feels like he's going to be the sad sack. He's going to be a cancer. It's going to, and then we get, if we get Cooper Flagg, then it's going to metastasize through the building and into him. And who knows where it'll go from there. But I could just see him being just a brat about the whole thing. Not at all willing to have somebody come in and take the spotlight at all. Who knows what it'll do.
Wasn't it Joel Embiid that went up to Tyrese Maxey during the Knicks series and told them to take him home during every game?
I'm not familiar with that story.
You're not?
No.
Yeah. So did it affect Tyrese Maxey at any point playing with Joel Embiid as Tyrese Maxey was becoming a fan favorite and hitting big shots? Do you ever remember that preventing Tyrese Maxey from being a great young player?
Well, I think that's more Maxey than Embiid. That's just a testament to Maxey, and everybody's not Maxey. Maxey is such a positive guy.
Okay, so you Cooper Flagg can't be positive too? My point is, Embiid's going to bring everybody down. You're sure of it. Has he brought down Tyrese Maxey? I could list off 10 players.
Yes.
How?
He pissed them off.
Okay. You've never worked with anybody who's pissed you off before? Tyrese Maxey, the best version of Tyrese Maxey has been when Joel Embiid has been on the court. I could name 10 players who were more effective when Joel Embiid was on the court than they were at any point in their career. Seth Curry had the best years of his career playing with Joel Embiid. J.J. Redick had the best years of his career playing with Joel Embiid. Danny Green, as a corpse, was effective playing with Joel Embiid. Like he is, because he is so good, he gives the ability for guards to get loose, to have more open shots, like all these things. And it's very easy to say, well, you say, well, he's going to bring everybody down. And I ask you, how has he brought,
that.
Hold on, that's exactly what you said. And no. I say, how has he brought down Tyrese Maxey? And you're like, well, that's just Tyrese Maxey. So it either is or it isn't. So what players has he brought down?
I don't know. I can't name specific things.
Okay.
So you're saying he's a net positive for the locker room?
I'm saying he's a net positive for the team.
Yeah. Can he play for 2 months in the playoffs?
Hopefully.
Hope. Well, right. Not to be cliche, but hope is not a plan. And you know, he can't.
So what's your plan? So you have Cooper Flagg and Tyrese Maxey. How you win a championship?
I don't know, man.
All right. There we go. All right. I understand the concerns about his demeanor, but I just don't want to go so far where we're making it like. And by the way, everybody wants Jimmy Butler back. Doesn't seem to mention the fact that he has blown up three locker rooms.
Do people want Jimmy Butler back?
They did when he was at a trade deadline. They did. And all I hear is we shouldn't have let go of Jimmy Butler, like who is not a great teammate at all. You're either good or you're not good. And I think it's very easy to say at this point that Joel Embiid is a net negative because we haven't seen him be great since last season because he didn't play this year.
Right.
But I don't think that ship has sailed. And I think instantly saying that he is a negative from a personality standpoint or a vibe standpoint, like, I guess it's possible.
Well, you could say you're afraid that's what it's going to
be.
That's fine. But to say you know that's what he's going to be, he hasn't really shown you that.
No. I mean, he has been a bummer for him.
Right.
But I haven't seen him dragging. The whole team was dragged down this year. And, like, there were a lot of
factors. I was
going to
say, maybe this year was the first year that, I don't know, the whole thing with Maxey. Remember that? The whole meeting with Maxey? I felt like it was something to that. But for the most part, I kind of agree with where you're at with Embiid. I don't know. Maybe he needs a fresh start. And I don't mean a fresh start by starting somewhere else. I mean, having this sort of youth movement around him sort of re-energizes him.
I think so, too. That young energy, I think, will be good for him. I think all the concerns are fine, but I still just don't see the path with letting him go, especially when you're trading him for nothing. All right, 215-592-9494. If the Sixers win the lottery tonight, would you keep Embiid and just put Cooper Flagg in the lineup and give it another run, or would you start fresh with a youth movement? We're at Franklin Music Hall for tonight's lottery party. Coming up next, a guy we all respect very much, thinks the Eagles offense is going to be much better next year.
Hmm.
We will talk about how and why and who next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.